Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, today American Rock Salt issued a statement saying it's been working diligently to meet the demand from local government customers across the state for salt supply. Joe, what did you take from that statement?
My initial reaction to their statement is that really nothing has changed too much over the last several weeks. We thought that it would be a long-term problem, meaning that it would last for the rest of this winter. And I really do believe that it is going to be last the rest of this winter. So some municipalities, including the town of Tonawanda, have taken upon themselves to go out to the salt mines out in Livingston County and pick up the rock salt, our rock salt that we need for our community. So from the town standpoint, we have been on top of this, and we are prepared for it. It's just going to be, instead of having to, they have made deliveries. There have been some deliveries to the town of Tonawanda, but they have not been regular. So we've been sending, we continue to send trucks out there to pick up loads of salt and bring it back for our own use.
About how many thousand pounds of rock salt is the town behind as far as what is owed to them?
We're still waiting on delivery of approximately 400 tons to be delivered from our January 14th order we have not received. And in addition to that, another 1,000 tons from our January 21st order. So we're short roughly 1,400 tons of salt that have not been delivered. So again, to try to rectify that situation, because we need the rock salt for public safety purposes, keep our roads safe, we have been making trips out to Livingston County and picking up the salt, the rock salt ourselves.
And with regards to being able to salt the town, at last check, you've had to restrict the areas where the town plows or town salts roads. What, if any, restrictions have been lifted?
That's up to our highway superintendent. That's his call. The board has been informed that they are still monitoring the situation closely with the rock salt levels. But barring any long-term stretches where we have severe weather, our highway superintendent tells me that we should be fine for the rest of the year. So I believe that salting is taking place on most, if not all, of the town roads at this time. But again, if the weather turns bad, we're not able to go out there and get the truckloads of salt that we need, that may change in the future. So for now, our town roads are being salted, but that's subject to in the future to future weather conditions.
What is your hope as far as getting them received? I know that you mentioned that you're going out there yourselves.
Well, I think I've said this in the past. I think for this year, and then this year hopefully is only about, there's only 6 weeks left of it, hopefully, but you never know in Buffalo. For this year, it's going to be our highway superintendent and his team are going to have to closely monitor the situation. I think when we have nice weather, they're going to be taking trips out to Livingston County to pick up the rock salt. And again, American Rock Salt has made a few deliveries, to us over the last couple of weeks. And hopefully that will continue as well. So I really think from the town of Tonawanda standpoint, we are going to, no pun intended here, we're going to weather the storm, and we're going to be able to get by without too many difficulties or too many, we'll get by without having to allocate our rock salt to the main roads only. Hopefully we won't have to do it at all. But if we do have to do it in the future, it'll be in the next few weeks or so. It'll be on a very sparingly basis. The part of the problem that we're the situation we're facing here with the rock salt issue is that in 2022, the state legislature passed a law called the American Rock Salt Act, Rock Salt Act, I believe that's what it's called. And they basically said that you had municipalities, you had to buy your rock salt. It was a Buy American initiative. You know, you had to buy your rock salt from American companies. Well, that's probably fine for, you know, maybe most of the state. But when you're a border on the west is Lake Erie and the Niagara River, and you have Canada, you know, to the northwest, and Lake Ontario to the north, it really restricts where you can get your rock salt. So I know there has been some lobbying done by the Highway Superintendents Association and by the Association of Towns to change the law, tweak the law a little bit. Instead of the Buy American Salt Act, they're trying to get the legislation changed to Buy North American Rock Salt. Okay, because there are rock salt mines over in Ontario that would be able to supply us rock salt, but unfortunately, due to this, the current laws, municipalities aren't able to take advantage of that. So it's not going to help us for this year. But hopefully moving forward, the legislation will be passed and we'll be able to use the Buy North American Rock Salt Act. And that'll be a big benefit, I believe, to everybody in the region.